Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right, I want to welcome those joining us by TV, by radio, and by live streaming, wherever you're coming into our service from. Welcome to our Sunday morning worship service. If you're listening by radio, please go to www.theshepherdshouse, and you can get the entire program. I want to make an announcement or two real quickly. We've got a chili supper and auction that's a fundraiser, and that's for our churches in Kenya, Africa. And that will be held on March the 22nd, and that is going to be at the Lara B. Mitchell Clubhouse. That's 1214 South Green Street, Glasgow, Kentucky. And for the people in our area, you turn there by the Southgate Plaza, the Houchins IGA, turn to the right, and it'll be just a little ways past the library, just a little ways down that street. And come out and be with us. That's going to be from 3:30 to 7 p.m. And the auction was going to start at 4:30. But you can start eating at 3:30 and looking at all the items that we've got. Dial Realty, an auction company from Greensburg, Kentucky, will be taking care of the auctioning that night. Terry Dial is the auctioneer. We appreciate them coming, volunteering their time to help us. We've got all kinds of items. We got a homemade double wedding ring quilt. That thing is beautiful. We've got kitchen supplies, air fryers, tools, belt sanders, cordless drills, hand tools. We got an engine mount stand is brand new. Ceramic heaters, brand new. Lamps, pocket knives, speakers, toys. We got a raised garden bed. We've got bamboo sheets, king and queen size. We've got all types of items. We've got many different crafts, beautiful crafts. That is going to be auctioned off also, that people have made and donated for this event. So this will go to buy food and clothing for the orphans and the widows there in Kenya, Africa. So we'll come out, help us. And there will be no salaries taken out of this. There will be no money coming to our church. Every penny of that is going right straight to Africa. They always give me pictures and send back receipts for everything that I send over there. I've been over there myself personally and set up my ministry, so there's not anything going on that we don't know about. Thank God for that. And I'm very, very thankful for that. So anyhow, come out and be with us March 22nd. Also, the Bobby Bowen family will be here on March 30th at 10:30 a.m. There will not be any admission price. A love offering will be taken. Come out, be with us. They're from the Nashville, Tennessee area. Come up and come out, come over, wherever you're at, and be with us. We'd love to have you March the 30th. Okay, if you have your Bibles, want to read along with us today, I'm going to be reading in Matthew chapter number 4, then go into Hebrews, 1 Peter, and one verse in 2 Timothy. All right, Matthew chapter 4, verse number 1 says, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou shalt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Hebrews chapter number 4, starting in verse 12, says, For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. 1 Peter 5, verse 5 says, Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Let us pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, thanking you and praising you, Lord, once again. Father, for your blessings. Thanking you, Lord, for what you've done. Thanking you, Lord, for what you're about to do. Asking you, Father, Lord, that the anointing of the Holy Ghost would rest upon us. Father, let your love and let your power, Father, Lord, flood our hearts and flood our souls. Father, strengthen us, Lord. Father, in our times of weakness, Lord, and help us, Lord, in the times of the challenges, Lord, that comes against us, Lord, we ask you, Father, Lord, to use me today, Lord. Help me to preach, Lord, with the anointing, for without the anointing, I know that all that's said and done would be void, and it would be in vain. But through your love, through your power, through the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I know, God, that all things are possible. Once again, hide me behind the shadow of the cross, that no honor, no praise would come to me in the flesh. But, Father, that the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, might be praised for now and forevermore. Thanking you, Lord, for what you've done. Thanking you for what you're about to do. Asking you, Father, Lord, to use us, Lord. Father, Lord, to give you honor, praise, and glory. Father, touch those that are here today. Move upon those, Lord, that are watching by TV, listening by radio, and those, Lord, that are joining us live streaming from different places around the world. I pray, God, our Father, Lord, to touch and move and bless. We thank you and we praise you, for you indeed are such a mighty God. In the loving name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you this day, for it's in Jesus' precious name, Lord, we do humbly pray and ask these things. Amen and amen. Thank you for standing for the reading in reference to the Word of God. The title of the message today is, We Are Not in This Alone. We are not in this alone. Jesus came to give his life on the cross, to die that the most vilest sinner would be able to be reconciled to God, that the most vilest sinner would find redemption through the blood of Jesus, and that whomsoever will, let him call on the name of the Lord. And we have the promise that they shall be saved. But what do you do after that you get saved? After that you have the devil come against us? How do we face this life that we have to live in, and the hardships and the difficulties that we must go through? And everybody's sitting here today under the sound of my voice, and all that are joining us by media, wherever that you're coming from, has problems, and you have discouragements, you've got pain, and you've got obstacles that's before you that you have to face on a day-to-day basis, one thing right after another. And when you overcome one thing, the devil's real busy about bringing two or three more, amen, to try to attack you. It's not about the times that we get attacked. It's not about the times that we fail, but it's about how many times that we get up and we keep pressing on after that we've been attacked. Amen. It's about facing those things and those challenges, and by seeking the Lord and allowing him through the Holy Spirit to nourish us and to strengthen us, amen, to get through what it is that we're facing. Sometimes we pray, oh God, move this mountain out of our life, and he will. But sometimes we should be praying, oh God, give me strength to climb this mountain, because I know when I get over it, things is going to get better when I start down the other side. Amen. The Lord didn't come, amen, to take the devil out of the world. There's an appointed time, amen, that the Lord's going to bind him in chains and throw him into the bottomless pit, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Amen. That day has already been appointed, and nobody but the Father knows when that day's going to come. But Jesus didn't come to get rid of the devil. The Father's going to do that one day after a while. But he came to give us strength to go through the challenges that happens to us in life. He came to put his arm around us and to carry us and to hold us up when the world gets heavy and when times becomes hard and when the devil looks like he's unleashed all of hell on you in 1 week. Amen. God will give you strength. Amen. And Jesus, when he was led of the Spirit out into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, the reason for that was the Father wanted Jesus to understand everything about us and the hard times that we go through. Amen. Jesus was out there for 40 days. And that means his body got so weak, it's pretty much a known fact scientifically that a person cannot live beyond 40 days without eating. So Jesus went as far as he could without dying, so he would know what it was like when we have to face the hardest challenge that ever happens in our life. And then when he was tempted, when he was weakened, amen, to where his body was so weak, amen, it would have weakened his mind also, amen. He was part God, but he was also part man, and the man part of him had to be weakened. When you get sick, and when you've got an infirmity of any type, it affects your thinking. You don't think right. That's why you don't need to be making business challenges, amen, right after you've had someone close to you die. Or when you are really sick, you don't need to make business decisions, amen, during that time, because you can make a bad one, amen. But he went through that, and just as he was at his weakest point physically and mentally and out alone in the wilderness by himself. Listen, when you get out by yourself, that's when the enemy comes and does the most damage. So here come the enemy, and the first thing he said is, if you were the Son of God. Amen. Trying to cut him down. Why? Because no doubt the devil had probably put the thought in his mind that you couldn't be the Son of God. You wouldn't feel the way that you feel right now. I wonder how many people is honest enough to lift up your hand and the devil has told you this at one time or another, that you're really not a Christian. If you was, you wouldn't be going through this. I would lift the other foot, but he'd be embarrassing now. Amen. The times that I've been through that, where the enemy, amen, tries to challenge you, to make you question whether or not you really got the works or not, whether or not you really have been in contact with God. I'm so thankful today that Jesus understands, amen, exactly where we're at. We're not in this thing alone. Thank God for that. We're not going to face the things that we face by ourselves. But we've got a Savior that's going to help us. Amen. He's going to give us the Holy Spirit, amen, to touch us in our lives. Amen. When Jesus was tempted, the devil tried to play those mind games with him. And Jesus stood his ground, amen, and put it right back to him, put the Word of God right back to the devil, backed him up in the corner. And then when all the testing was over, the Bible says the angels came and ministered unto him. I'm thankful that the Lord will come, amen, in our weakest hour, amen, and bless us. We were talking in Sunday school this morning about this. It seems like when we're at our lowest point, that's when God is closest to us. When we're facing the hardest challenge, that's when the Lord seems to show up. And you can feel that nudge at your heart, giving you strength. Too many people quit when problems come. We get this mentality that when you got saved, you just tiptoe through the tulips. Oh, everything is so lovely. But it's not like that. And you're not going down the yellow brick road and the flowers go to singing to you. It's just not going to happen. Amen. We got problems. We got heartaches. We got headaches. Every devil that can rise his head up is going to do it. Anybody that will allow the devil to use them will be used. He'll sometimes speak through a spouse, speak through a family member. Come on, stay with me. He may speak through a best friend, amen, to hurt you, amen, with words that'll rip your heart out. Amen, the devil's going to come against you. But you hear me and hear me well. There's strength, amen, in prayer. There's strength in getting alone with Jesus and allowing him, amen, to touch you, amen, through his love, allowing the precious Holy Ghost, amen, to touch your heart and to lift those burdens and to give you good strength, amen, to fight this battle. Amen. I don't have to tell you that you're going to fight a battle. If you've ever really been saved, them battles is going to find you. Amen. You get a raise at work and your washing machine to go out. Uh-huh. Hey man, you sell a cow. Hey man, you have one die. you know, you're going to have problems, amen, that's going to arise, amen, but God's got a plan, amen, to get you through that. If you get to it, God's going to get you through it. It don't matter what you face in life, amen, we need to always take comfort in knowing that we're not in this thing alone. Sometimes the devil, amen, when you feel lonely, will come by and say, well, you're all by yourself now. Nobody understands where yet. I've been there. I've been in that empty house, that big empty house, that all I hear is a squeak every now and then as a house settles every now and then. That's it, buddy. There's no laughter. There's no talking, nothing. There by myself. Amen. And sometimes, amen, it gets hard because the devil comes by and says, nobody else understands what you're going through. Nobody else understands what you're facing. The devil comes by and says, well, everything's going good till your wife died. Ain't nothing went right since then. You have to sometimes shake your head. I got to get that stuff out because I know that greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. And I can pray and say, oh God, help me. And I can feel the presence of God. Amen. Overshadow me and help me through the situation. Jesus didn't come, amen, to take problems away. He came to get you through those problems, to give you supernatural strength. Give you power that can't be seen with the eye, but it can be felt, amen, through the heart, amen. He gave us, amen, the opportunity to draw off of him, amen, to release, amen, the power and the strength, amen, to face those challenges, and to face those devils and those things that comes against us, amen. Sometimes we don't realize how strong we are until we get to our weakest point. Amen. I'm going to go back and read something here to you. Again, I've already read and I've quoted this many times down through the years, but there in Hebrews chapter number 4, verse 15 says, for we have not a high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. I looked up the word infirmity. The word infirmity means a physical or mental weakness. I know you're looking around and say, yeah, I know one of them. This got that. Amen. You probably do. But he wasn't talking about somebody that was mentally challenged. He was talking about the mental attacks that comes against us, that weakens us. The devils don't fight against us with flesh and blood. The devil's not going to knock on your door and said, put up your dukes. They're not going to look like them idiots on television that said they was going to fight. You see any women going to dance? All that stuff they's doing. They're going to fight Trump. I thought, what kind of comedy hour they got? But anyway, bunch of nuts. Amen. But anyhow, the devil's not going to come to you like that. He's going to come in your mind. Amen. And try to cause you, amen, to give up, to back up, to make bad decisions, to go the wrong direction. Amen. To fold up your little tent. Amen. And pack up and move. Amen. And do something foolish. Amen. Because things are not working the way that you think they ought to work out. Amen. Sometimes you buy a car, it's not what you thought it was going to be. Sometimes you get something, and it's not like what you think it's supposed to be. We've run across some things like that lately, where people took stuff that's broke, no good, and stuck it in the middle of a pallet, and sell it to people, and you don't know it's not good till you open it up and see it don't work. But they still got their money for it. Ew-wee. I tell you what, there'll be a special time during Judgment Day just for them people that does stuff like that, amen, to try to purposely steal. So things are not going to work out, amen, the way that you think they ought to. Sometimes a family member is going to pass away before you're ready for them. Or, Brother Jimmy, when do you get ready for a family member to pass away? I can tell you exactly. Never. That's when you'll get ready for somebody to pass away. Never. There is no date. It don't exist. If you've got a loved one that's 92, do you want them to live to be 98? You don't ever get ready for it. Amen. You can make all the excuses. Well, at least I had them all these years. It hurts. It don't matter how old they are. Amen. Things is going to happen. Sorrow is going to come. Pain is going to come. Amen. But God gives us that strength through the Holy Ghost. Amen. To help us. Jesus didn't come as a motivational speaker. He didn't come and say, choose that every day can be a Friday. Just think positive and everything's going to work out good. Yeah, you tell that person's got an elephant on their foot. Think positive. In 2.5 years, that elephant's going to move. So cheer up and think positive. And you're thinking, I can't stand the pain. And you're telling me it's going to get better in 2.5 years? What you need is strength, supernatural power that comes from heaven to get you through the situation. Now, every one of us wants all the things to be moved out of our life. I do too. I do. I want all my challenges to be gone. I want all of my days to be wonderful. I want to, you know, to have all my problems to be gone. But Jesus didn't come for your problems to be gone. He came to carry you as you face those problems. He came to help you through the situation. He came to make a way where there seems to be no way. He came to open a door up in a wall where there's never been a door before. We was here Wednesday night. A lot of you wasn't here. But the sister was preaching Wednesday night. This microphone's got a green button on it. Can you see it right there? See that green button? It was flashing red. That means the battery's dead. That means it's going out in about 30 seconds. And the preacher preached almost 40 minutes. And that thing was flashing. Don't tell me that God can't make things last longer than what they're supposed to. We put new hot batteries in here this morning, but Wednesday night, I got up and got me a, I slipped around behind the preacher and went over there. I got me another microphone so I could throw it to them. Amen. While they was preaching so they wouldn't get distracted, I didn't need it because God supernaturally, amen, helped the situation. He didn't change the battery. He didn't knock on my heart and say, go put a new battery in it. He wanted us to see that things will last longer when God's in it. Amen. He sends power. I believe the anointing was so hard and strong on the preacher that night that the power of God was on that. Her hand was touching that while she was preaching. Amen. And the Lord was moving through that hand, keeping that battery going. Amen. That's the kind of God, amen, that we serve today. Amen. He can make you shout because you got an Edsel. Amen. Instead of mourning, amen, over what it is that you're driving. Amen. God will make a way. Amen. That's why some of the happiest people has got an old beat up car, got a knot on it, a tire big as my head, going boom, boom, boom. As they go through town and they're singing, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. And you think you're nuts, you're going to have a blowout any minute. But you don't realize there's an angel holding on to that tire and just let her pop because I'm safely in the arms of Jesus. He's going to make a way.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area. And also, we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries,
Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Glasgow, KY for Kentucky, 42142. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year, so you can have your money. With donations would all be tax deductible, as long as you've got an address and a name, so we can send you that contribution letter. We'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.